the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Lawrence O'Donnell opened his Tuesday night show on MSNBC with some potentially game-changing news, saying that Deutsche Bank has Donald Trump's tax returns. He told the story of firsthand information given him by, quote, one source close to Deutsche Bank, who he says revealed information to him about documents in their possession.
A source close to Deutsche Bank says that the Trump tax returns reveal that the president pays little to no income taxes in some years, and the source says that Deutsche Bank is in possession of loan documents that show Donald Trump has obtained loans with co-signers, and that he would not have been able to obtain those loans without co-signers. The source close to Deutsche Bank says that the co-signers of Donald Trump's Deutsche Bank loans are Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. If true, that would explain every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin. If true, that would be a significant factor in Vladimir Putin's publicly stated preference for presidential candidate Donald Trump over presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
If the Second Circuit Court upholds these subpoenas, the president's tax returns and other financial documents could be used as part of the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment investigation. Just one day after an Oklahoma judge found healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson responsible for fueling that state's opioid epidemic and ordered it to pay $572 million to help abate the crisis, details are emerging about a multi-billion dollar settlement between Purdue Pharma and local and state governments that would resolve about 2,000 lawsuits that allege the company and the Sackler family are responsible for starting and sustaining the opioid crisis. Remember Donald Trump's wall? Well, it's back. The administration plans to build 20 additional miles of barriers along the U.S. southern border in Arizona and California. Donald Trump has repeatedly promised to complete 500 miles of border wall by Election Day, and he has directed aides to aggressively seize private land and disregard environmental rules to hasten construction before next year's election. Washington Post reporting the president has assured federal officials he would pardon them if they break the law, dismissing worries about contracting procedures and the use of eminent domain. According to officials present at the meetings, Trump said, quote, take the land and, quote, don't worry, I'll pardon you. And remember when he said Mexico was going to pay for this wall? Well, as usual, Trump was lying. On Tuesday, the administration diverted $271 million in disaster relief funding, including $155 million directly from FEMA's fund used for federal response to catastrophic events like hurricanes and wildfires. Combined with existing facilities to hold immigrants, this funding would make it possible for ICE to detain nearly 50,000 people at one time. Now, as if on cue, Tropical Storm Dorian is expected to make landfall Wednesday in Puerto Rico, bringing with it dangerous flash floods and sustained tropical storm force winds. The island, of course, is still recovering from 2017's Hurricane Maria, so any impact could have devastating effects on an already depleted infrastructure. Dorian is expected to become a Category 1 hurricane by Friday evening as it tracks east of the Bahamas. That means Florida could see a hurricane over Labor Day weekend. Again, stay tuned. A little further south, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro Tuesday morning rejected $20 million in international relief to combat the wildfires eating away at the Amazon rainforest. But before the day was out, the Brazilian government walked back the rejection and now says it will accept the money. But there are still concerns about how the government will be able to administer the aid. Bolsonaro has made his apathy about the situation clear. He engaged in a protracted spat with French President and G7 leader Emmanuel Macron over proposed international solutions to the crisis. Bolsonaro mocked Macron's wife and accused the French leader of disrespecting Brazil's sovereignty. And his chief of staff skewered the French for the fire that damaged the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Macron has called Bolsonaro a liar and said Brazilian women are probably ashamed of their president. Donald Trump, of course, weighed in on Twitter to salute Bolsonaro, saying, quote, he is working very hard on the Amazon fires and in all respects doing a great job for the people of Brazil. I don't make this stuff up. I just report it. More election troubles ahead as the Federal Election Commission will effectively shut down. This after a Republican appointee resigned, leaving the panel without a legally required four-member quorum. Republican appointee Matthew Peterson, who was nominated to be a federal judge by Trump before withdrawing after being unable to answer basic legal questions, announced his resignation from the FEC on Monday. This comes days after Peterson and the other lone Republican on the panel blocked the FEC from investigating a complaint alleging that Russian operatives may have illegally funneled money to the Trump campaign through the NRA. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported. That means I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Just click on that donate button.